Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
This is Bible Call Tape number 653, The Bible, Part 2, for children in grades 2 through 5. When you studied Part 1 of this lesson, you found how people know that the Bible is God's Word. You learned how we have proof that the Bible came from God and is not just the writings of men who lived long ago. Part 1 told how the Bible's accuracy in science, history, and prophecy proves it to be from God. Let us review these important facts. Accuracy in science is where the Bible correctly teaches about scientific facts that could not have been known to the writers of the Bible. Since all of the scientific ideas taught in the Bible, which can be proven by modern science, are true, we believe that the writers of the Bible received help from God. This is called inspiration. Accuracy in history is truth about people who lived and about events that happened. Historical accuracy shows that God helped the writers of the Bible to write correctly, and that He protected His word against change during the many centuries since the writers finished their work. Accurate prophecy is where something happens long after someone said that it was going to happen. There are many prophecies in the Bible which came true exactly as had been foretold many centuries earlier. This shows that God helped the writers of the Bible, because there is no other way that these things could have been known before they happened. Part 1 also told how the Bible is divided into the Old Testament and the New Testament. You learned that the Old Testament is a historical account, or record, of God's dealings with the people of Israel, or as they're more often known, the Hebrews. You learned how God gave the Hebrews a special law, the law of Moses, that He gave to no other people on earth. This law included the Ten Commandments. Part 1 showed how Jesus, God's Son, came to earth to end the law that God had given to the Hebrews, and how Jesus gave all the peoples of the earth God's new and better law. We discovered that the New Testament holds our law today, and it is the New Testament that now shows us how to please God. But how do we read and understand the New Testament, and how do we find how to please God? This is a hard question to answer because it is a very special thing to understand what God has said. Of course, we must learn to read, but we must learn to read carefully. When we read God's Word, we must try with great care to understand what God means for us to understand. To hear God speak to us through His book, we must, most importantly, want to really understand what God wants. We must also be willing to do the things that He asks us to do. Sometimes people already believe that they know how to worship God and how to live to please God, so they study the Bible to show that what they already believe is God's will. That is, they read the Bible to find proof for their ideas, not to find what God really wants them to do. This is a wrong way to study God's Word, isn't it? We should always try to find God's message and always try to do only what God asks us to do. If we do just this much, God will be pleased. But to worship God in ways not shown in the New Testament, we will be acting foolishly. The New Testament teaches that faith in God, that is, true understanding and belief in God, comes to us by listening to His Word. It also teaches that what is not of faith is sin. Sin is wrongdoing, that is, sin is doing things or thinking thoughts that hurt or displease God. The Bible, then, tells us in a very clear way that if we worship or live in a way not taught about in the New Testament, we will not please God. Often people will worship or live in ways not taught in the Bible. They say that it is all right to do these things because the Bible doesn't tell that we shouldn't do them. It is true, there are many things that we could do that the Bible never tells us not to do. But we know that if the Bible were to tell us about everything that we shouldn't do, it would be too big to read during our lifetime. So, rather than tell about everything that we must not do, God chose instead to tell us what we must do. The New Testament is, then, a book of things to do, not a book of things not to do. We can say that God's Word to us is a book of do's, not a book of don'ts. You can understand this if you have ever watched someone cook something like a cake while using a recipe. A cake recipe tells how much flour, sugar, shortening, and other things to use. It also tells how to mix and bake the cake. But people do not put all sorts of strange things into their cake mixture because the recipe doesn't tell them not to do so. No cake recipe tells us not to add the sawdust from the garage or the old leaves from the lawn, for example, yet people do not add things like this to their cake. Neither should we add things to the recipe for living and for worship that God has given to us in His Word, the New Testament. You should read the Bible much like any other book is read. That is, you should read it through and think about all of it and how its parts fit together to be a message from God to you. You must try to understand what God is saying, and because this is a very special thing, you must keep on trying, even though it takes a long time to completely understand the will of God. Later, when you have read through the New Testament, you will want to begin topical studies or studies by special subject. Here, special subjects like baptism, for example, are studied in more detail than is possible when reading through the Bible. A special index to every word in the Bible, called a concordance, is used to find all places where your subject is mentioned. Then you carefully read every verse in the Bible that contains that word. As you read, you learn who is talking, who they are talking about, and under what conditions the people are living. Topical studies lead to a good understanding of God's will. Here are some Bible verses for you to read from the New Testament. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Bible call tape number 51, entitled Helpful Aids in Studying the Bible, tells about concordances and other kinds of books to help you in Bible study. Although tape number 51 was written for older people, I know that you will be able to understand it. Thank you for your call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by The Church of Christ.